Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I did have social anxiety after the show came out. I was like, I don't want to go anywhere because I think that what I'm seeing online is what everyone thinks of me. And like people think that I'm this person that I'm not. So I would go out and be like, I'd walk into a room and be like, everyone in here hates me. Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, everyone hates me in this room.
Do you know, I had that a little bit as well. That I didn't think, I didn't walk into a room and think everybody hates me. I walked into a room and thought, everyone here see my ass. Welcome back to another episode of Girls Know Nothing. Today's guest found fame on the hit TV show Married at First Sight UK. Erica stole the show with her iconic outfits, Scottish wit, and her strong, confident demeanour. But she also has a background in professional dance and musical theatre. Erica's infectious personality captivated the audience and has gained her a loyal following of combined on all social media platforms of 230,000. So welcome to the studio, Erica. Why did you want to do maths?
You know what? When I first got approached for the show...
Oh, they scout people for
it? Yeah. Okay. So I just got a message. It was a girl, Nicole. She was actually... She tried to get me on Love Island, like, the year before. And then that kind of just all passed over. Like, nothing came of it. And then she was like, please, can I put you forward for maths? And I was like, absolutely not. I was like, no way in hell. Like, I am crazy, but I'm not that crazy. Like, I'm not doing that. It just wasn't for me. And then, I don't know, like I was kind of thinking about it and I'd gone through a bit of a horrible situation with my ex, like a really bad breakup and a lot happened there. And it was literally like a couple of weeks after what had happened with him, she messaged me again and was Erica, please can I put you forward for it? And I kind of thought, I was like, look, taking a look at my past relationships, I was like, maybe I need this. I was like, maybe I need these experts to come and help me and be like, this is where you're going wrong. This is like why your relationships haven't worked in the past. And I just thought it's been handed to me.
Yeah.
There's clearly a reason why the universe is saying like, this has came to you. If it works, amazing. That's exactly what you want. You want to find someone, you want to like find someone you can spend the rest of your life with. If that works, amazing. If not, then you can learn from it. You'll probably learn so much about yourself from doing it. So I kind of just thought, you know what? Go on then. Like, we'll see what happens. But I didn't think anything would have, I didn't think anything would come from it. Like, I didn't think I'd get to the end stages and they'd be like, okay, you're actually getting married. Like, I just never thought.
Well, every woman I've spoken to that does like a love-based or dating-based reality show has literally said that they've just broken up with their man or they've like had a really bad time and then they get scouted and they're like, do you know what? I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're not the first and you're probably not going to be the last. Because that literally happened to me too. I was like, well, I didn't get scouted, but I thought like I had a bad experience. So I was like, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, what else would you do though? Do you know what I mean? I was like, I can either stay at home and be sad and cry for the next few months or I can go get married on TV. Like,
yeah, you did a more extreme thing than me. Like getting married is to a whole nother level. But we all know that like reality TV doesn't always portray you in the best light, particularly, do you know, from my experience, particularly women, like, I've spoken to so many people and I'm like, you're so much nicer in real life than you are on TV.
Yeah.
So what was it like watching yourself? Because you do get to watch yourself back, don't you? Because it's pre-recorded.
Yeah.
And then you watch it when it comes out with everyone else.
Yeah, so it came out about 6 months after we'd filmed it. We finished filming in May and then it aired in like September, October time. But honestly, living it, I absolutely loved it. Like the whole experiment, I really enjoyed my time living it. Watching it back was hell. Watching something back that you've lived and seeing how different it's portrayed to how you actually lived it was wild. And obviously you kind of see yourself in a different light as well. Like there's so many like mannerisms that I do and like the way I look at people or even like my hand gestures, I was like, oh my God, like I've never noticed this about me before. Like it's so strange watching yourself back. But I think as well, in my head the whole time I was like, there's no way that I could be able to get a bad edit. Like I don't think I've done anything bad and I don't think I could be portrayed badly.
Oh, they'll find something.
Oh, I was so wrong. Like, oh my God, I was so wrong about that because I feel like they really did portray Jordan and I in such a bad light. Like what you've seen on the show was not our relationship and how we were. And again, they obviously have to show what they want to show to create a narrative, to create the most drama. Like, I get it.
It has to be entertaining, right?
Yeah, so I get it. But at the same time, it's like they've used like the worst parts of you and only shown like one dimension of your personality and like who you are as a person. Like there were so many incredible, lovely moments that I had with like the rest of the cast or like with Jordan, and they just didn't show that. Whereas like when you watch it back, it looks as if it was Jordan and I against the cast.
Yeah.
And like everyone hated us and we were kind of like the outsiders. Whereas that wasn't the case. Like living it, it wasn't like that. Like we genuinely did get on with everyone.
Is it better or worse to be able to watch it being shown to everyone else or like, because obviously when I did it, it was like I was in it. Yeah. So I didn't get to watch it the same time as everyone else. So I didn't get to hear and see people's comments, but I haven't figured out if that's better or worse.
I think that would be better.
Do you think? Because you can't defend yourself if you watch something.
And I think as well, like, because obviously it's the same sense where you don't know what's going to be shown. Mm. You don't know how they're going to edit it. You have no idea. But I would sit after every episode or while the episode was on and scroll through Twitter, seeing what people were saying, what people's opinions were of me, like reading my DMs, going through comments and like, after like a week doing that, I was like, I need to stop this. Like, I'm actually going to make myself ill if I keep reading all these comments because people can be so nasty. Like, the things people were saying, I was just like, I was like, why are you so offended? Like, you don't know me. Yeah. You've never met me. Like, I don't understand how people can be so invested and think that they know people based on a 45-minute episode that they see four times a week.
Like, did it give you anxiety when it was like, countdown to when the next episode came out.
Oh yeah, like every night at 9 o'clock I'd have to literally like prepare myself. Like me and Jordan agreed that we wanted to watch every episode together and I think I needed him there with me whilst watching it because if not, I think my anxiety would have genuinely been through the roof. Like he was very good with, he doesn't care about the hate comments. Like I think he'd actually rather be hated than loved. Like he's like, yep, hate sells.
I wish we had
like,
that.
Yeah, literally, whereas I'm the complete opposite. Like I wouldn't understand why people would be saying anything bad because it's like, I know the person that I am. And it's like, I don't know how you could say all these nasty things when I haven't done anything bad, like as a person. So that was tough. And seeing people's comments and whatever, like see people that came from my appearance and whatever, like I literally don't care. It's when they come from my character or like they said things about my family, like they would bring things to do with my family into it as well. And I was just like, that's where I draw the line. Like, I don't understand a person who can come on social media behind a screen and give people abuse. Like to me, that's like psycho behavior. Like why?
It's also really bizarre to me because we've all, like for years, for as long as reality TV's existed, particularly with the rise in social media, everyone's always said like, you know, be kind. We know it's dramatized. You know, you don't know the people, but people... Like even now I have to like, I watch something and I have to like question whether when I write a comment on it, is that helpful to anyone?
Yeah.
Or am I just stirring the pot?
Yeah. I feel like I see TV now so differently.
Yeah.
Like even watching Love Island back now, I'm like, but how much of that is actually real? Like what actually, like, because you just don't know. And like, I know how much things can be heavily edited and how situations can kind of be manipulated behind the scenes and stuff like that. So you just don't know. But it's mad to me that we've had reality TV has been around for such a long time now, and there's still people out there that think it is like
real.
Yeah, that's the whole truth. Like what you see on screen is like the bread and butter. Do you know what I mean? They think that that is the...
It gets exhausting trying to like tell people that though.
Yeah.
Or like trying... Do you find now that you have to consistently work harder to prove that you are not what everybody sees on TV?
Yeah, it's strange. Like when I meet people in the street and stuff who'd be like, oh my God, I watched the show. Like, I thought you were a bitch, but you're really nice. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Thanks
like,
for that.
Yeah. But it is strange because I do feel myself being overly nice to people now. Whereas before I would just be naturally, okay, like, just like be myself. Whereas now it's kind of like, if they've said they've watched the show, I'm like, okay, I don't want them to think that I am that person they've seen from the edit because that wasn't a real portrayal of me as a person. So I think I'm more cautious of it now. Whereas before, I was obviously just me, like, take me or leave me kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it is. But I think when people approach me and say they've watched the show and they loved it, whatever, I'm always like, oh God, like, you've clearly seen me in a completely different light and might think I'm an absolute bitch when that's not the case at all. So I do kind of see myself being more like, oh my God, like, do you know what I mean? Like, just trying to, like, show that I'm not that person that was portrayed on the show. I'm getting better at it now, just being like, I am who I am, this is me. Like, but I think when I first came around, I was so cautious of how I was interacting with people who were coming up to us in like the streets and in shops and stuff. Like, I was very aware of just how I was coming across.
It gets quite exhausting trying to be performative 24/7 because like, I've noticed it when I record this podcast, like my thinking face gives resting bitch face.
Yeah, but same.
And people comment on it all the time, being like, why is she so miserable? And I'm like, this is just me concentrating. Mm-hmm. And like, if I have a bad day, like, I'm sure you've had it too, if you're having a bad day, which is perfectly normal and human, you have to like be a performative monkey 24/7 so people don't hate you or tell people that, oh, I actually met her and she's not a very nice person.
Yeah.
And like, you're just like, oh, like,
it's hard though. Like, I again, like, I have found it quite draining coming out and being...
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Having to put on that front sometimes, because I think with reading all the comments and stuff and the anxiety that gave me, it's like now when I meet people, I did have social anxiety after the show came out. I was like, I don't want to go anywhere because I think that what I'm seeing online is what everyone thinks of me. And like, people think that I'm this person that I'm not. So I would go out and be like, I'd walk into a room and be like, everyone in here hates me. Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, everyone hates me in this room. But I've learned now that that's obviously not the case. But coming straight off the back of the show, I was like, it was hell.
Do you know, I had that a little bit as well, that I didn't think, I didn't walk into a room and think everybody hates me. Mm. I walked into a room and thought, everyone here see my ass. That is all I thought every time I went to the supermarket. I went, you've probably seen me half naked. Yeah. So this isn't my greatest moment.
That's so funny.
But you're still, are you still with Jordan?
Yeah, we're still together.
I was going to say to you, like, it's probably a little bit easier to do it with somebody as opposed to like having done it and then go back to like trying to date people.
Yeah, I think I'd find that really difficult. I think as well, going on a show like Married at First Sight, I feel like is such a huge risk. It's not, again, if you're going on the show for the right reasons, obviously you want to go in there to find love, but you also know that that comes with the fact that you are in some way going to be put in the public eye. You're going to have people having all sorts of opinions of you, like being like the press writing all sorts of nonsense. You know what I mean? It comes with that.
Yeah.
It's not like you're just getting to marry a stranger and actually see how it is behind closed doors. Like, you are going to be in like the limelight, and you're doing it for people at home's entertainment.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, that's that you need to know that that is what's going to happen, regardless if it works out or not. And I think for me, it was just such a huge risk of, if it didn't work out and if I don't end up with the person that I actually go in there and marry, is it worth that? Do you know what I mean? Because it's not guaranteed that anything really that good could come off the back of the show, apart from like a whole lot of abuse online.
Well, marriages are like very, like very deeply personal experiences, aren't they? And like, you know, anyone that's in a relationship or is married or has been, like, will know how tough and intense it can be. So to have every single nitty gritty argument you ever have, like whether it's about dirty socks or something bigger, or like having infidelity between your, like, broadcasted to the nation and then put into the press, must be like really testing to the trust in your relationship.
It was tough. I think obviously when you're, again, like, living it was so good. Like, I really enjoyed the process of living it. It was more after, when you have that, all that outside noise along with it. And what I found the hardest watching it back was, you have to relive arguments that you've had with, like, me and Jordan were reliving these arguments that we had 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So I'd be sitting watching it thinking, I can't believe you said that. And like, I'd be sitting there like, how dare you? Like, and I'd be like, no, Erica, this was 6 months ago. Like, we're not mad about this anymore. But it does, like, naturally. And he would do the same. He'd be like, can't believe you said that. Like, what do you mean by that? But I'm like, you have to remember, like, this was 6 months ago. And then you have all these people, like, either messaging you, or even now people come up to us and be like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. Like, what did you do when, like, this happened? And we're kind of like, it goes over our heads, because we're like, we're so past that now. We're kind of like, maths has been and done, you know, like we kind of want to move on from that now. But every time we meet people, it's like, we have to, they want to ask questions. They want to know what happened when, like,
you there can't was a blame whole, them.
Yeah, of course. Like, I'd be the exact same. Do you know what I mean? But again, having the outside noise along trying to navigate a relationship that's still quite new and still fresh. Obviously we had the experiment where we were in there. We were living together. We were with each other 24/7. You come out of that and you kind of, you have to live your normal life. But now with this new relationship that you, it's bizarre, because you kind of feel like you're taking a step back from what you lived in the experiment.
Yeah, I think as well, I've not had a relationship in the public eye in that way, but it can be, I guess, for you guys watching it back, if there's things that he potentially said to his friends, or you potentially said to your friends, and neither of you knew about it, and like, it gets brought up, how do you deal with that when you're watching it?
I think with us, it was just reassurance. It was so important to remind each other that, yeah, we did say that. That is how we felt at the time. And obviously, there's always a reason for why you say things or why you felt a certain way. I think as long as we reassured each other, we knew that that's not how we felt now.
Yeah.
But maybe at that time we were pissed off and angry and that's how we reacted. But it was just reminding each other, like, that was then, this is now. We've come so much further from then than, like, we can't get caught up on that.
No, I always have the highest regard for relationships that stem from reality TV that actually last the process, because your trust is really tested in it and outside it, because you have loads of outside noise. But then to spend 24 hours with each other, spend like share a bed with each other from day one to then having to try and have your own life and balance a relationship. What is that like?
You know what? It's been tough. Like, I think with us though, we have really made the effort to make sure we see each other as much as we can. We've not really had much time apart since coming out of the experiment, which has been nice. So we've kind of worked on how we can integrate each other into each other's lives. And I think we've just kind of slotted into that quite easily.
That's nice.
It's not been too bad, but we're planning on moving to Manchester together. That's the next move.
That's nice.
We've been viewing houses like all last week. So that was fun. It was like, it kind of felt real. And I was like, oh, we're actually doing
like
this.
Like a real marriage.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm like grown up now. Like, which was, yeah, it's been nice. Like, I hope that we get something sorted soon. But again, like what you were saying with the, like having a relationship and having people comment on it and like press and everything. Obviously there was the big scandal that Jordan had apparently kissed a girl on a night out, and that was the reunion episode where that all kind of kicked off, and I went crazy. Like, I literally lost my shit because I was like, I think for me that was just so triggering. Like, I've been in that position before. Jordan was probably one guy that I've been with where I was like, he would never do anything like that to me. Like, I really did trust him, and then for that to come out was awful. Then for it to be in the press, like 6 months later, having to relive it again, it was just like, oh, it does bring it all back. And he was amazing with that, though, like with reassuring me and telling me that, like, I know that I trust him, you know, like I needed to remember that in that moment, it did feel like the cast kind of also had a big part to play in that, because it was them that had told me he'd obviously kissed a girl on a night out, whereas he hadn't. It was a girl tried to kiss him and whatever else. But they've relayed this information to me 6 weeks after it happened. Like, why you wait until we're back on screen, back in front of a camera to tell me this information?
Yeah, you don't know. Like, because there were, as much as like you want to believe that everyone that is there for genuine reasons, they might not be. So if someone's like desperate to get a bit of airtime, they're going to say whatever they need to say.
Absolutely. I don't have time for that. Like, I just don't have time for that.
Well, you guys are still together and being houses now. So who's the real winner here? Do you know what I mean?
Very
like,
true,
who needs airtime when you got what you wanted?
Exactly. I got out of it what I wanted to get out of it. And I'm so happy now. And like, our relationship's only going from strength to strength. So
I was going to ask you if you regretted doing maths instead of Love Island, but obviously not.
Nah, I think I made the right choice with doing maths.
I was trying to figure out which season of Love Island you would have been on.
Who was on that season?
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Like Dami in India.
Okay. Would have been a good season.
Yeah,
to be
probably
fair.
Would have been a good season.
But
oh well, everything has
you
for
wouldn't
a
have
reason.
A husband, so,
I wouldn't
you know.
Have met Jordan. So
exactly. But you know, like we were talking about how you've had, like you weren't too upset to see people commenting about your appearance, mm-hmm. but eventually it does get to you, right?
Yeah,
so how
absolutely.
Did you manage that?
Oh, even recently, like I went to an event the other day for Debenhams and all the so many of the comments on the post is like, is she pregnant? She's pregnant. Oh my God, the bump.
I fucking hate
when
that.
Are you expecting? And like from men and women, and like, I can't bite my tongue over that. I'm just like, how dare you? Like, why would you make make comments like that on another woman's body, which has absolutely nothing to do with you? It's none of your business. And that, honestly, it just gets me riled up. Like, I think that's so out of order for anyone to make comments and assumptions like that. And I think for me as well, my weight has always been something that I have really struggled with. Like, I have a background in dance.
Yeah.
So I was in like really intense vocational training from the age of 12, where I was the only girl in the class that got sent to the nutritionist. And of all the girls, they would tell my mum at parents' evening that I had like soft muscle tissue. Like, I was a 12-year-old girl going through puberty.
God.
Like,
yeah.
I might have had a little bit of puppy fat, but just because I wasn't like stick thin as a ballerina, like there was like, yep, she needs to go to the nutritionist. But I was the only girl in the class, and like they would weigh us after every holiday in front of the whole class, so we all knew how much each other weighed. And yeah, it was hell. Like, so it's something that I've had to deal with from being really young.
Yeah.
Like always having to have like watch what I eat, and like I've struggled with like eating disorders, and I ended up being like 6.5 stone at one point when I was like 19, and to the point where I was like really ill because of how damaging the things that teachers and just being in that environment was. So I think now when I see comments like that, I do have a thick skin to it, but I'm also quite a sensitive person. Like, I do put on a front where I'm like confident, I don't care what people say, but deep down I am quite sensitive, and stuff like that, it definitely is a trigger, because it's like, it takes me back to being like that 12-year-old girl that didn't think there was anything wrong with her and kind of got absolutely bashed for just having a woman's body. Like, that was literally all it was.
It really fucks me off when I see those comments under people's like content on social media from men. I think you're just stupid.
Oh, I had to message them.
Yeah,
I sent them this big paragraph and I was like, I'm so sorry, didn't mean to offend you. And I was just like,
but from women, I find it more baffling, because we know that women's bodies fluctuates, changes with your hormone cycle, with your periods. Also, the fact that we have certain organs.
Oh, literally,
I'm
like, that's my uterus. Like,
thank you.
Yeah, and also like I have an underactive thyroid, which I was diagnosed with like 3 years ago, and that sometimes can really affect me. Like if my medication's not working as well, or I don't know, like I would say it affects my metabolism, it affects where I store my weight, it can affect my moods, anxiety. So having an underactive thyroid, if I'm not working out nonstop, I am naturally just going to put on weight a lot quicker than the average person.
Yeah.
And I think with life being so busy coming off the show and stuff, I haven't been at the gym, I haven't been training, I've been living my life, I've been drinking a lot of Prosecco, going to events, eating food. Do you know what I mean?
You're young
like,
once,
I've been living
right?
my life. Like, I've not been going to the gym. Like, I've completely fell off my routine and worrying about my diet and watching what I eat. Like, I have just been having fun and enjoying myself. And everyone says as well, after you get in a relationship, you put on a bit of weight, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, you absolutely do. And I think that it's maybe just that. So yeah, I'm not pregnant. I just
having
too
a good
many
life.
Pigs and blankets at Christmas.
I guess like it's one of those things that I think happens more with women than it does with men coming off reality TV, because like getting back to a routine is so fucking hard.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to my personal trainer, so I have like someone who makes all my plans and stuff, and I had them way before like Love Island for a good few years. And then I did the show and then I came off. And then I remember saying to them, like, I want to live my life. I want to, because you know, it's very short lived, isn't it? The lifestyle after. You want to enjoy it for that moment, but also I'm terrified of certain people writing things about your weight. And I see it happen to like my friends. And like, it's even harder for your family to read these comments about you, right? So what's it like for your family to like see these comments written about you?
Honestly, I think that my mom, she can't bite her tongue. So like when she was seeing all these comments about
she's
me,
she's Scottish.
And stuff, yeah.
Not surprised.
But to be fair, my gran, it would upset her. So I live with my gran at the moment.
Oh,
so when she was like seeing all this stuff about me, she's like, Erica, I can't believe they're saying this about you and saying that. And I'm like, please don't read it. I'm like, just don't pay attention to it and whatever. But I think she found it quite hard. Whereas like my mom, she can't bite her tongue. So when she was seeing these comments about me and stuff, she would be messaging the people, replying to all the comments. And I was like, mommy, stop this. Like, just leave it because there's no point. You can't argue with these people. Yeah. Like, they're saddles sat at home writing abuse to
a stranger.
To a literal stranger. Like, we know we would never do that to someone. So you just need to let them be. Like, don't even entertain it because that's exactly what they want.
My dad did the same thing. Yeah. He's retired. So he would like go through Daily Mail comments and just write, like, just don't do it. I mean, he's got nothing better to do now. But like, obviously you were talking about earlier how you did performing arts. Mm-hmm. Was that a dream for you to always do performing arts?
So I would say like dance was always what I wanted to do. Like, as cliche as it is, like dance was like my first love. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like my one true love was dance. And I went into vocational training when I was really young at 12, which was so intense. It was at boarding school, had to like move away from home. Yeah. So did that for 5 years. Then I moved to London when I was 17 and went to uni to do dance and musical theatre. And then I think there I just started to slowly lose my love for it. I think it became more of a chore because of how intense and how hard it was. They literally suck the life out of you. Like, they suck all your passion for what you love out of you. Like, which is so sad. And I ended up going on to teach,
yeah,
which was amazing. Like, I was so happy that I could still continue to do that. And to be honest, I found teaching so much more rewarding because I think with what I'd been through at dance college and the way they treated us and how awful it was, the things they'd say to you, like, you'd come into class and if you didn't have makeup on, they'd be like, you look an absolute state, get out. Like, yeah, it was terrible. Like, grown men, like our teachers who were like grown men,
wow,
would be like, you look disgusting, get out. Like, I don't want to look at you if you look like that. You'd have to go out in the class and put makeup on and then come back. Like, I remember I literally had like a hole in my tights. My ballet tights was about this big. And he was like, get out in the class. Like, I don't want to see you. I don't want to look at you. And don't come back until you find another pair of tights. I was like, well, where do you want to get a pair of tights from? So I just was like, I'm not coming back.
I was a massive tomboy. I literally looked like a state all the time. Yeah, so.
But I was like, what do you mean? I've got up at 7:30 to come to a ballet class where I know you're going to absolutely grill me for 2 hours. Like, yeah. Do you think that I want to, like, I'm not ready for this. Like, everyone had extreme anxiety walking into the classes. And it was just a lot. And I think you can't love what you do in that kind of environment when it's an environment that's not nurturing you and it's literally just tearing you down. You're going to end up losing your love for it. And I think slowly after time, that's just kind of what happened.
I think it's with a lot of professions, mm-hmm. if you know, it's that highly competitive, mm-hmm. you don't always know if you're going to reach the dream and the end yeah. goal. So it must be really hard to still, like, if you were like to get up every single day and like be spoken to like that, but know that you are definitely going to be able to do
yeah.
what you love for the rest of your life. It's like, it might be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know that it's so competitive that you may never get to do it, I guess yeah. that's always like a playing in your mind, right?
Yeah, I think because I went down at 17, I thought I was all grown up and yeah. I was old and I knew what I wanted and all this. But looking back, like I so didn't. Like, I was so young. I was quite immature. I just wanted to have a good time. Like, and I think I was going through a lot at that point in life as well. And I was in a really toxic relationship whilst I was there at uni, and that really distracted me from focusing on me and focusing on what I wanted to get out of actually being there. So by the end of it, I still didn't have a clear vision of what I wanted because my mind had not been in it the whole time.
Yeah.
And I think that, along with how mentally exhausting and mentally challenging it was just waking up every day and turning up to go there, I lost my vision for what I really wanted to do, which is sad. And then COVID hit, so I was like, oh, I was like, oh god, like, I really don't know what I'm gonna do now, because yeah. then there was nothing happening. Like, there was no theaters open, there was no yeah. dance jobs available. And then it was after that, I moved back to Edinburgh and I just started teaching. And honestly, like, I always said to myself, I will never teach. I was like, it's not for me, I wouldn't enjoy it. And then I gave it a go, and it was just so rewarding for me to be able to give these kids kind of what I didn't get growing up. And the way that I was taught was like tough love, reverse psychology. Like, and for me, sometimes it did work. Because I was like, if you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to do it 10 times harder. Like, I'm going to do it 10 times better. Like, watch me do it. So for me, that did work. But for a lot of other people, I watched people being absolutely like torn apart and their dreams literally like ripped away from them because they couldn't deal with how mentally challenging it was as well, and the pressure and how nasty teachers could be. And I just think for like the younger generation, like teaching them and stuff, I would never want them to lose their love and lose their sight of what they actually want to do.
It's like there's always this stigma, isn't it, that people that go on to teach are only teaching because they weren't able to be successful in their own right. But like you said, you found it so much more rewarding. Mm-hmm. And I guess like hopefully like your students won't sit there in however many years time and say they had the exact same experience as you. Mm-hmm. And like I guess it must have ruined your, like, you carry your childhood trauma, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Your low self-esteem into your adult life. Mm-hmm. And now that you are like a content creator and you put a lot of your personal life out online, how do you know what to put out online and what to keep personal to yourself in order to be able to protect your self-esteem?
Mm. You know, I think for me, this is something I have struggled with because, you know, you see all these people online and they literally have everything. Like, people know everything about them. Their whole life is out there on social media. And if that's what they want, then that's cool. That's up to them. But for me, I struggle to share everything. Like I couldn't do that. Like there's things to me that will always just be for me. And I wouldn't want to put everything online, even stuff with like, I don't know, I feel like I've had a lot of like family stuff going on and stuff like that. I would never want to do that to them either. Yeah. I think it's just knowing yourself and knowing what you think is okay and what you want people knowing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like what is it you want people to know? Like I overthink it, I think.
Do you think? Because I was going to ask you, how do you set that boundary for yourself?
I think I'm so cautious of it because I'm so aware of what people can say and the backlash things can get. I'm like overly aware of what I'm going to say and what I put out there because I don't know how that could be taken. Like if it's going to be taken into the wrong way or the wrong context, or even I think before the show, I was already like that. But even now after the show, I'm like, oh my God, things can get completely misconstrued that you say one thing and it's turned into
it's like this hyper-inflated. Big massive.
Yeah.
I mean, what advice would you give to any young person that was watching that wanted to pursue performing arts and was maybe a little bit worried about the way that their teachers were handling them?
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I don't know if it's changed now, but I wish back then when what was happening, people spoke up more. people said something, because I think everyone was so scared and we were really just taught that this was normal. Like, oh yeah, but the dance industry's tough. Like, the only the strong survive. Like, this is what you need. Like, this is just what happens. Like, honestly, the things we get said, it's like, oh, the audience need to see more bone. Like, obviously, if they want, like, if you weren't...
That isn't something I've never thought about when I've gone to the theatre. Yeah,
but literally, but that's the things that we were getting told. And it's like, looking back, it's like, we knew how wrong it was.
Yeah.
So I would just say, if you are experiencing anything like that, please just speak up and have a voice. And because you know what's right and you know what's wrong. And hopefully, the more people that do speak up about it, it can start to change. And I do think there has been a change, because I've seen the BBC brought out, like, a documentary on... some of the ballet schools.
Yeah, I've watched that.
Yeah. And it's crazy, because I was like, I could relate to every single thing that they were saying. So I just think the more we talk about it, the more people are known of how, like, toxic these environments can be, and something definitely does need to change within these schools. Until we do all start making a noise about it, I don't think things will change.
It's weird that, like, in that industry, it's normalized to be made to be miserable and to suffer.
Yeah.
Like, it's normal to suffer.
Yeah, like, that's what they say. Like, it's tough. Like, you need to be tough. You need to have a thick skin. And I think that is why I have built such a barrier up with myself. And because I don't like to be vulnerable. I don't like people to see that side of me, because I've always had to be strong. Like, even in class, it's like, if you're going to cry, you can leave. So it's like, I've always had that poker face, like, you will not catch me crying, like, you will not catch me. Like, even at boarding school, the girls, I started when I was 12, the girls didn't see me cry till I was 15.
That's because I was insane. Like,
I was like, there's no way. Like, I was completely shut off. And that's the only way I could, like, deal with my emotions, was like, if I just put all the bad stuff to the back of my head and kind of just forget that it's there, then I'll be cool. Like,
I just think, like, I always thought I was a tough cookie, but actually, like, because I could go home and close the door and have a little cry. And then
I wouldn't. Because obviously I was living with these people. Like, I just wouldn't. I would go home at weekends, but even then, because I think if I allowed myself to cry, even when I was alone, I was scared of, like, how far would that go? Like, how upset would I be? And would I ever... I don't know, this is so silly. I would think that if I was that upset, would I be able to switch back into shut off mode?
It's like putting everything into a box, and as long as you don't open the lid.
Yeah,
like,
it can't explode.
Yeah.
But eventually it does explode. Eventually you do. Absolutely.
And it's always happens when you're an adult.
Oh, yeah. It's always later on. And you're like, why? Like,
oh, what? Shit.
This is from when I was like 12.
But what about, apart from moving to Manchester with Jordan, what's next for you?
So I actually have something quite exciting happening with me and Adrienne. She was on the show with me. We literally got such an amazing friendship coming off the show.
That's so nice.
She's my bestie. Like, I know that she's someone that I will always treasure and have in my life. We have recently been working with Be Perfect.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah, and we're coming out with our own, like, Galentine's bundle. We have our own collection coming out with them. Yeah, it's really cute. That's so sweet. I know. So we're absolutely buzzing for that.
Oh, okay. I like that. What, seeing those kinds of collaborations amongst women, because it's nice to, like, actually, I find that you get more by partnering up, collaborating, not competition.
Oh,
I think it's the phrase.
Of course. And I think finding someone who, obviously, me and Adrienne are really alike. So obviously, coming off the show, there has been interest in the same kind of things that we both want to do. I think the fact that we can maintain such a healthy relationship and just be each other's cheerleaders rather than thinking, oh my God, she's getting this, and, like, why am I not getting that? And I think the fact that we're so not like that at all is just so nice, because I think it can be. I think
it's hard some to find of the other, in this industry.
Some of the girls on the show I know probably wouldn't have that same approach with things, and they can be a bit bitter and I don't know, they've got, like, one-sided beef with themselves, but they think that we have beef, and I'm like, babe, whatever beef you have is one-sided. Like, I'm not here for that.
Do you know what? Having beef is too much energy.
Yeah, I don't have time for it. Like, you do you, I'll do me. Like, that's cool. But yeah, the fact that we get to do this together and there's no competition, and it's a completely, like, we're just happy for each other, and even happier that we can do it together.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. It's so good.
I always ask my guests the same final question.
Okay.
So if you could give your younger self a piece of advice based on your life and career journey so far, yeah, what would it be?
Oh God, I love that question.
It's a really long question.
Yeah, but the fact that I love anything to do with like, what would you give to your younger self? Because I honestly, first of all, I'd give her a hug, a big hug.
Oh, that's really nice.
And I would say to not doubt myself, like believe in you and know that like no one else is you, as cliche as that is, like you are your superpower and you need to own that and just own who you are, because that's what's going to get you through. And just to just believe in yourself. I think one thing about me is I always have that doubt in the back of my mind is like, oh, but what if I'm not good enough? Or what if this doesn't work out? Or what if it doesn't happen? I think just go for it. Like grab whatever you can by the balls and just go for it. Because I think
including
I would need to hear
TV.
That. Yeah. Yeah, whatever you need to do, just do it. But at the end of the day, like you have to just believe in yourself and know that you are good enough.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.